Two nonprofit organizations here in Pocahontas County recently demonstrated the attitudes that set the Allegheny Highlands of the two Virginias apart from every other place. The May 2nd Pocahontas County Commission meeting included the last opportunity of the fiscal year for nonprofit organizations to request funding or contributions from the commission. Four such organizations made their requests to the commissioners: the Humane Society of Pocahontas County, Youth Health Services Incorporated, the Pocahontas County Chamber of Commerce, and the Family Resource Network. The problem was that their combined requests totaled $14,100, while the commissioners only had $4,326 remaining in their contribution budget to give away. The commissioners considered dividing the remaining funds four ways. However, two of the organizations, the Humane Society and the Chamber of Commerce, having heard the needs of the other two organizations, selflessly stepped up and withdrew their requests in deference to the greater needs of the other two organizations. The Family Resource Network needed the funds to purchase food to help needy families, and the Youth Health Services needed the funds to provide drug rehabilitation therapy for county youth. These withdrawals of requests allowed the commission to present $2,163 each to the Family Resources Network and to Youth Health Services. The commissioners also heard from Bob Sheets, historian and owner of the Fort Warwick Revolutionary War site, which is located in Greenbank. Bob said that Pocahontas County school kids will be offered the opportunity to do some hands-on supervised archaeology at the fort on May 23rd through the 26th. Bob invited the commissioners and the public to attend an open house celebrating the 243rd anniversary of the fort on Saturday, May 27th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. There will be tours of the site, artifacts on display, and a ceremony honoring those who were at the fort during and before the Revolutionary War at the Fort Cemetery at 11 a.m. The commissioners held a short public hearing on the Small Cities Block Grant application, which would help finance the wastewater extension service to Frank and Bartow. Dave Dragan from the county's Public Service District, or PSD, said the waste plant at Durbin can certainly handle the increased load as it is currently operating at only 20% of capacity. David Gandy of the PSD also spoke out in favor of the project. There will be two more public hearings at commission meetings. Commissioners agreed to forward to the Board of Education for their approval proposed agreements which would allow both the county archery team and the PCHS baseball team to use the former shoe factory for practices next year. Frank DeBerry from Snowshoe Resort presented the completed new RAD petition to the commissioners, asking only that the commissioners certify the completeness of the petition. He said that this time the RAD petition is supported by 29 of 31 homeowners associations near Snowshoe Resort. The commission now has 60 days to ensure the petition meets all 10 of the items required to be in it by state law. This only begins the process. There was a first reading of the proposed amended county dog ordinance. The commissioners terminated the lease agreement with Human Resource Development Foundation Incorporated to use office space in the former shoe factory. This was done because some of the employees of that organization broke into other offices in the building. Sheriff Barlow expressed his concerns about having to follow the towing rotation where time is of the essence, such as a person trapped in a vehicle. The commissioner said they would support the use of discretion by the sheriff's department where life, injury, or serious property damage would be threatened if the use of the normal rotation would cause too much delay. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.